مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of Sirius FM as well as مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة. We welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqh ala al-Madahib al-Arba'a, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Today our topic is on Hajj, and we will be speaking to Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab Damat Barakatuhu. Let's welcome Mufti Saab. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa zaid khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Jazakumullah khairan, Mufti Saab, for joining us. Our topic today is on Hajj. Mufti Saab, before we start, where is Mufti Saab at the moment?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 28th of Zulqa'dah 1445, here in South Africa, Southern Africa, in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, that it is the 29th of Zulqa'dah today. And I am here in Tabanchu in Free State. And inshallah, after the program, quarter past 12 or so, we'll leave from here to Bloemfontein. Then I'll be there the whole time, inshallah, Salat days, quarter past one. So our program, inshallah, is that we'll meet our ulama there, Mona Yaqub Desai and all of them, inshallah, there. One very interesting thing I need to tell all the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah, and I don't know if there's any other radios that are pitched in, Sirius FM or anybody else. But anyway, welcome to all the listeners. Listen to this, all of you. So I have a friend in Medina Munawwara. We're very close. So every Wednesday, he sends me who the khutaba, the khatibs will be in Makkah Mukarramah and they in Medina Munawwara. So, mashallah, so he sent it to me last night already. Now, the birth of the moon is today only. Listen carefully, right? So, he sent it to me. Every Wednesday, he sends to me that who will be delivering the khutbah and the salat and so forth, there in Makkah Mukarramah and so forth and so on. So, now, if you look at it, in Medina Munawwara, tomorrow will be Sheikh Abdullah bin Abdurrahman, you see, Bu'ijan, right? That's in Masjid Nabawi. And then, if you see in Makkah Mukarramah, is Sheikh Yasir al-Dawsari. But if you look at both of them properly, you will see it's already written there, First Zulhijjah 1445. So what that tells you? You don't have to be a rocket scientist or anything. You can know that the Saudis are pakka murtads, MBS is a murtad bin shaitan. And all those Salafi scholars or anybody else who agrees with him and with all what he's doing with Islam, khadimul haramain sharifain, dekhainul haramain sharifain, that they are traitors to Islam. Already they got it there for Zulhijjah. But the moon sighting must only take place tonight. So what they will tell you, some moon sami saw it there and all that multiple places. Then the idiots and the fools and the sufaha, they will say they sighting in Saudi Arabia. There I am giving you dalilun bayinun, proof how they play with the moon and how they fool the ummah. They spoil 2 million, 2.5 million people's hajj. So tomorrow will be the first in Saudi according to their calendar. See that? And then next week, Friday, they will take the Hajjis to Mina and Arafat will be the following, not this Saturday, next Saturday. Deep down, the Hajjis know it's not day of Arafat. All this is done because I was on one group. I sent this thing out and I said, see how they play with you all. There's some Salafi people there on that, they removed you from that group. Pakka shaitans, they are supporters of the Murtad bin shaitan and so forth and so on. Can you believe that? So you, I'm going to send it all out, and all you listeners, when you get it, you must send both that out. We covered our, just, I don't know how to cover the faces. So Suleiman, my brother, just covered the faces now. So after the program, I'll put my comments there. that the sighting in Saudi Arabia supposed to take place tonight, but already yesterday, not today, yesterday already, because my friend from Medina, Wednesday afternoon, evening, he sends it to me. So he already sent it to me yesterday evening, but I'm here, Musafir and all that, so I saw it today. So I laughed, you know, and I put it on one group where I know the Salafi characters are there, and some of our ulama. Straight away, they removed it, and they removed me from the group. I said, this is your Saudi Arabia, the Murtad bin Shaitan and his followers. You see, the truth is very, very bitter. قُلِ الْحَقَّ وَلَوْ كَانَ مُرَّ. So therefore, you must always remember, the fatwas emanating from Saudi Arabia nowadays, I repeat, I underscore, nowadays, and remember, and under MBS for the past 5-6 years and all that, we can have nothing to do with them. MBS is a murtad, and I say it in Arabic, I say it in English, I say it in Urdu. مَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِهِ فَوَ مُرْتَدٌ. If you yourself, you got doubt regarding him, and you agree with him, you yourself, you murtad out of the fold of Islam. In my fatwa, you can say it anywhere in the world. You must remember that. And I told you in Arabic and in English, this admin, اتفاق کیا MBS کے ساتھ جو مرتد ہے آپ نے کہا وہ صحیح کر رہا ہے ابھی ملیون ملیون حاجی کے حج کے ساتھ کھیل رہے کل جو ہے وہ ہمارے ساتھی جو مدینہ منورہ میں ہیں اس نے یہ مجھ پر بھیجا کہ دیکھو انہوں نے اعلان کر دیا کہ یہ جمعہ کل آئندہ کل جو ہے وہ یکم ذوالحجہ ہے حالانکہ رؤیت آج رات کو ہونا چاہیے تو اس قسم کے آدمی کو جنہوں نے سنما بنایا مدینہ منورہ میں بکینی بیچ بنایا وہاں پر جو ہے جدہ میں اور علماء کو ہزاروں ہزاروں کو جیل میں ڈالا امام حرم کو جیل میں ڈالا شیخ صالح علی طالب who came to South Africa 2010 I translated for him there in the Jalsa in Darum Newcastle 2010 so he's in jail and you tell me this guy is a Muslim پکا مرتد حرامی شیطان so you see So when I tell you all, we got nothing to rely on Saudi Arabia. Therefore, one condition there is this. The Grand Mufti must be a blind person. Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah bin Baz, I met him several times. Great alim, everything. Allah make mufirat. The current one, Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah alayhi Sheikh, I met him also many times. There was a conference. I posed the question to him personally. You can't ask the question. You have to write the question. You see? So I asked him that how your Hilal, what is your system here, you know. He said the 8 months we have no Ru'ya. His words I'm quoting verbatim, he said, Laysa fiha ahkamun. There's no rules, regulations, nothing. So which 4 months they claim they see. He says Sha'aban because of Hadith then Tirmidhi, Ahsu Hilal Sha'aban in Ramadan. For Ramadan they see and Eid al-Fitr they see and Zulhijjah says. That's how they see. This is how they see. And he's supposed to be Grand Mufti. You understood? So now I'm putting the ball in your court. Can you ever put any reliance? They tell you this food is halal, this is halal, and all these things here. Al-Luhumul Mustawrada. Their own ulama wrote books, all haram it is, which I have by me. So these mufatiyas we got here, these Salafi scholars who can't speak one word against MBS, here's the deal now. You could ask any one of them. How you justify this? The sighting of the moon must take place. I sent it to you early this morning, Mozai. Did you speak about it in the morning?
Gee, we spoke.
Speak loud, man. I can't hear you.
Gee, we spoke. We sent it out also.
And all the questions you ask, speak very loud. We're in Free State, you know. It takes long for the voice to come here. We inquire, what was the place name? Tabanchu. You have to pull it like the moon, Samis. It takes long for the voice to come through here. So speak loud here. We write in the jungle here. So it's very nice and cold here also. So I'm asking you, try and work this riddle out. The birth of the moon is today, already yesterday is already published, everything sent out to the public, Friday for Zulhijjah. Your imams will deliver khutbah and all that. And if they have to speak, they'll get locked up. That is your Haramain Sharifain today. We make dua for Haramain Sharifain, for Ali Saud, and all these who agree with them. This is our stance. Allahumma ahlik Ali Saud, kama ahlakta Aada wa Thamud. Ya Allah, you decimate, destroy them, and you finish them up. They are the ones who are the agents, not of Haramain Sharifain and Khadim. They khadimu Israel and khadimu America. You must see who bombed Yemen now. America bombed Yemen in the past few days. United Kingdom bombed them. From where they bombed them? From Saudi Arabia. You want to come tell me about these characters here, please. Pakka murtad harami shaitans there. You wanted to know about Zulhijja, there I gave you breaking news. I'll send my comments out after the program, inshallah. Right, Mahona, you start your program, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, the first question here is, since we're discussing this now, will this have an impact on the Hujjaj where the dates are changed? Is Arafat still Arafat?
Remember, the Hajj's Hajj, all that is valid, valid. The Fuqaha have addressed this already 1400 years ago. That you must remember, the Hajj is valid of the Hujjaj, everything, the Hajj is done, everything. Wa alayhim al-ism. On the hukam, on the rulers who are the rulers at that time, the sin, the grievous sin penalty consequences is on them. Chapter 9, verse 36, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about our Islamic lunar calendar, and in the Quran Karim states, Inna iddata shuhuri indallahi isna ashara shahra, until the end, Surah 9, verse 36, 12 lunar months according to, you must remember, Islam, and 4 are sacred months, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Zulqada, Zulhijjah, Muharram, and Rajab. And then the next verse, chapter 9, verse 37, how aptly it fits in. Inna man nasi'u ziyadatun fil kufri. This is nasi, what they are doing. They are kufr already, and this adds to their kufr. You must remember that ziyadatun fil kufri. So that is what's happening there. The Salafi scholars, not one of them, ask any one of them to come on the radio or anywhere else and defend this. Your moon sightings, I saw it last night myself. And maybe I gave it in my news also this morning. Saudi Arabia says that you must scan the sky tonight. So what is the sense of scanning the sky tonight when you're already sending out from government side and all that things there, that it is for Zulhijjah? Who's fooling who? You're making us all fools. You think we belong in the Kurga Park or what? So that is what they do with the Ummah. So the sun is upon them. Your Hajj is done. But Maulana Zahid, we are human beings. Now imagine you, Zahid Khan, Maulana. You came left South Africa. You spent $250,000, $500,000, whatever, depending which package you took. You're standing in Arafat, not this Saturday, obviously next Saturday. Deep down in the inner recesses of your heart, you know that today is not the day of Arafat. It's supposed to be on Sunday. How will you feel, Mawzahid? You haven't performed Hajj. You're the first time Hajj. Let's say you are there. I'm asking you, how will you feel?
Heartbroken, Mufti Saab.
That's the thing. And you spend millions if you look at it. Understood? Today the packages, you won't get anything less than $250,000 for a couple. A decent package, you know, and so forth. Yeah. So you spend so much money, but these haramis, murtads, destroyed it. You must remember that. Why? Because the jutlas told them the du'as will get accepted in Arafat. So you must make sure the ummah's du'as are not accepted. So you must remember. That's the game they play. You must remember. It's not from now. It's for the past 30, 40 years they're doing this, yeah. But the ummah today don't wake up, you see. So you must, I'm saying this from years and years, you must remember. Now I found this, I said I must speak about this, yeah. So we must be very, very clear on these issues, yeah. Their fatwas are not worth the paper on which it's written. And here's dalil, absolute evidence, clear cut. Before the birth of the moon, the announcement is made already. Therefore, I call them moon samis. So you must remember that.
Mufti Saab, here in South Africa, tomorrow night, inshallah, we'll be going out to sight the moon. What are the importance of the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah?
So let me tell you, you know, I can tell you a lot of stories. You see, Maulana, so yesterday you saw, or you just left the time. So the taxi, let's just call him taxi, my student Bai Khalil, so his driver comes, Lilies, you understand? So Lilies is not Muslim, so I ask him, Lilies, come, I give you some Milies. So anyway, he came about 1:25, we left. To go to past 2, we were there. So they gave me a very nice seat and everything on the, I'm alone. So this type of thing. To cut long story short, VIP seat, whatever, all that. So all that took place, right? So then when I walked, so I saw Saf Air, you see, there, the airport, Owa Tambo. So then that one lady was there. So I saw she's not busy like, but she had a board there. That go to the next agent. So I told her, madam, I just want to ask you one question. that if I show you the ticket I got, maybe I want to change it, you'll help me. She said, yeah, bring it, I'll help you now. I said, very good. The other side will queue. So I gave her for next week, you see. I told her, you know, I booked my return ticket for Monday, 17th of June. But then I found that messages floating around. They said, although the moon sighting will be 26, 27 hours, but they said that it will be difficult to see, to sight the moon, to sight the crescent. So that was lingering in my heart. So I got to eat salad there and all that in Durban. If the moon is not sighted, so meaning that Saturday won't be the first, then Sunday will be the first. You see that? So if Sunday is the first, then it will be on Tuesday, meaning the 18th. And I already booked my ticket for that. So I told her, okay. So she understood what I want to do. So I asked her, how much you going to charge me? She said, wait, let me check. She said that, no, we'll do it free for you. So I told her, see, it's mine and my wife's ticket. She said, no problem. So they, and then it's just 5-10 minutes, everything was done. And they sorted it out for me free of charge. They just postponed it, put it for Tuesday, you see. So I said, she told me also, if you come do it 2-3 days later, we will charge you, you see. So they got, must be some cutoff in it. So I changed it. So we say, for South Africa and Southern Africa, tomorrow, Friday, is 29th of Zulqa'dah. So we must scan the sky. I hope and I pray, and I always said that this whole week, that we hope and pray, even you heard me saying it, that we hope and pray that this moon is sighted. Maybe our brother there, Maulana Parker, you know, mashallah, he pulls out the moon from there. And I went there, you know, it's a very, very place that is like a desert also, you know. Open, open place there, Masood Parker. It's my connection. His mother is my first cousin. I performed their nikah, you know, his father, mother's nikah. There in Balfour. So anyway, all that happened, so I said, let me go see this place. So long time ago, so I went, I had this Voyager Miles and that. So you go there, say there, Uppington, and then from Uppington is 1 hour, you see. So I went, he picked me up and all that. So there, sometime, if you see, there is very clear. You know, I told the ulama of Kimberley, they should go and see. If they don't want to meet Mo Parker, just go the other side and go see what is there. You'll see yourself how it is. So if, I can be wrong, but if it will be sighted, maybe, then it will be sighted there. That's what I think, you understood. So anyway, we must do our duty with beauty. We must do all the effort in all the provinces, 9 provinces. You see, today I got message that you must remember somebody ministers already fired. They sent me a list of 6 ministers fired already from the ANC, you know. So all that is the politics of South Africa. So leave that. So let us carry on. Now, you must remember that about our sighting of the moon. So, inshallah, we hope and pray that the moon is sighted, you must remember, tomorrow night, and then Eid will be on Monday. And you know, Monday is a holiday also, so people can make their qurbani and all that nicely and so forth and so on. But if it's not sighted, then obviously Saturday becomes the 30th, and then Sunday becomes the 1st, you'll see. Now, if you're going to have that, now understand you were asking just now the consequences, ramifications. If Saudi Arabia says that tomorrow is the 1st, which seems most likely, you know, according to what they're sending out and all that. So their Eid will be on Sunday. And if we don't see the moon tomorrow night, then our Eid is Tuesday. So their Eid Sunday and our Eid Tuesday. Imagine 2 days difference. You understood? When our Tuesday come, it's 1st of Zulhijjah. And theirs will be showing 3rd Zulhijjah. You see what are the problems you're creating. So therefore, I told you that we also need to broaden a little bit this whole thing. Practice on the Hanafi fiqh. Don't only say we're confining it to South Africa. Go to Southern because they say, now me, I don't know too much about these things. But these ulama and all of them who are masters in this field of falakiyat and all that, you know, the moon and all this, they say South Africa will be difficult to see, but Zambia, it will be able to be seen. So if we go with what we're suggesting, you were there in that meeting when we said with Hazrat Maulana Masadiq Desai Sahib, you remember that, in there we said them. You were there. So I said, but I still feel that is the route we must go. So if we go with that route there, and Zambia cites it, and we don't cite it here, so we must say that Southern Africa, we can make our first Zulhijjah on Saturday. You get the point, and so and make Eid on that Monday. But now so many ulama don't agree with that and so forth. So therefore, I say that we have to see what's going to happen. See what's going to happen. Saudi Arabia announces that tomorrow, Friday, is first Zulhijjah. The Ummah today are like sheep. You must remember that. Most Arab countries, 90%, they will say tomorrow is first, and Eid will be on that Sunday, that is the 16th of June. See what they worry about. Deen for them is just secondary. Most of these governments themselves are murtad and the Muslim governments. I don't say all, but I say most. What they worry about, deen and all these type of things. Then, place like South Africa, we Maulvis, ulama, this jamiyat, that jamiyat, whatever, we can say what we want to. As far as the Arabs go, as far as the Somali brothers go, as far as the Ethiopians go, majority of them, they will follow Saudi Arabia and they'll make Eid on Sunday. So whether we make Eid on Monday or Tuesday, so that are all the problems that we're creating now. And because Saudi Arabia is a mess, therefore I always say, we're giving fatawa, verdict for over 30 years with Allah's help. I said we can never, ever rely on Saudi citing, because I had too many experiences with them. But see the impact it has locally, they in Saudi, nationally, internationally, globally. So therefore, just forget all this. And the Salafi scholars, 90% of them are scholars for dollars. They can't speak one word against their Saudi government because they're collecting wages or some perks or visas and all these type of things. So therefore, summum bukmun umyun, they're all silent. And so that's the truth, I mean.
Chief, Mufti Sahib, the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the importance of it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, you must remember, is mentioned in the Quran Sharif, is mentioned in the Sunnah Mubarakah, and so forth, and so many actions to do. Allah Jalla Wala speaks about it, Walayalin Ashr, chapter 89, and verse number 2. Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Zubayr, radiallahu anhu, all of them remember that they said this refers to the 10 days or 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah. So there's like almost ijma on it, you see, so that everybody like agrees on it, okay? So that is what we should understand. There's a hadith in Tirmidhi, there's hadith in Ibn Majah. So various muhadithin, there's kalam on it, sir. But even if it's da'if in Fada'il, we accept it. So siyamuha ka siyami sanatin. So remember that if you keep one day fast, just one day fast you keep, remember the first of Dhul Hijjah, second, third, fourth, fifth, and so forth and so on. So we will say that that person there, mashallah, that the reward he will get is like fasting for 1 year. So remember these things here, to fast for 1 year. And if a person now, he keeps makes ibadat on these nights of Dhul Hijjah, kaqiyami laylatil qadri. You see that? So that will be for the first 8 days and so forth. Thereafter, you must remember that for Arafat itself, the day of Arafat, the people in Arafat in Hajj, they can't fast. They shouldn't be fasting. You understood? So you must remember this. We know al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum, God revealed day in Arafat when Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing the Hajj Mubarak and all that, right? Hajjatul Wida and so forth. So all that is there in its place. But remember, for people like me and you who are not in Hajj, so su'il al-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an sawmi yawma Arafah, then the Master alayhi salam said, and this hadith you will find, maybe different wordings, but the meaning is the same, in Muslim Sharif, Tirmidhi, Musnad Ahmad, Mishkat Sharif, various compilations. Yukaffiru sanat al-Madiyah wa sanat al-Qabila. This word I'm mentioning now in Muslim Sharif. So the previous year's sins get forgiven and the following years. So Arafat day is very important. But again, we have to add, we can't be working with the Arafat of Saudi Arabia. I just told you the mess they make for the Ummah and for themselves and all that. So wherever you are, and that was another thing that when we asked the Grand Mufti, your side, the moon, must we in South Africa, they must, he said no. The same Grand Mufti, Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah Ali Sheikh. There are so many ulama who were with us there in that conference. So they said, you must remember that. No, he said, li kulli baladin ru'yatuhum, you must just follow your own sighting. That was the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia. We were in a conference. I asked the question. So you must remember that as well. And for the people who are in Arafat, they should not be fasting. So remember that also is hadith. You want to remember, and there's so many kitabs and all that is mentioned. It's sahih hadith also. So the Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was fi baytihi fasaltu an sawmi yawmi arafa bi arafat faqal. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an sawmi arafa, an sawmi yawmi arafa bi arafat. For people who are in Arafat, you went for Hajj, you in Ihram and so forth and so on. So you should not be fasting. Hadith in Bayhaqi and hadith by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad and the hadith in Mustadrak Hakim. So various compilations, you will find it and so forth. So that is the fatwa. So we all should try to keep at least one fast, and that will be the 9th of Zulhijjah, the day of Arafat in your country, not following the Saudi Kufar regime and so forth. So that is what we should understand.
Mufti Saab, will we go for a break now, or will we continue one way?
Now we go for a break, inshallah, because I'm here, you know, these people, they got a lot of things there. Anyway, because after this, then we're leaving for Bloemfontein. So just take a break for 3-4 minutes. We have to sort out 1-2 things here. And then, inshallah, you come back and we'll carry on, inshallah.
Inshallah, we'll meet our listeners after the break.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Respected listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you back to this program. Our question is, many people will be performing the Tamattu Hajj. So when should they go into Ihram?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Before that, we know that Mufti Ibrahim Smith resigned. This morning I heard of it. Junaid Mota told me about it. So now we have to look for somebody. So Alhamdulillah, we have replacements already with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. Hada min fadli rabbi, hada rahmatun min rabbi. So inshallah, for the medical program and the lawyers program, I spoke to Muhammad Musa Lahir. So he will be on inshallah, but from end of June inshallah. So in the meantime, we'll play lectures and all that. So Muhammad Musa Lahir has agreed, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. And for the morning program, I spoke to Mona Zahir Mangera. So mashallah, so he will do it. It's a spiritual program, you know, tasawwuf and that. So inshallah, tazkiyah and all that. We all need that, so this type of things. You see, let me share with you something. Mona Zahir, you're very young still. You know, in life you will learn a lot of lessons. So when I was in Darulum and your age, you know, when I came there in 81, so now we just freshly from Pakistan and, you know, perform Hajj and all that. I was married already and I came. So now we were full of, so sometimes they say you're full of Josh and don't have Hosh, you know, in Urdu. So when I started teaching, so I saw this, I saw that. So I said, go to Molana, how you allow all these things and all that? Then sometime when I became vice principal and all of this, I said, these students must be expelled and so forth and so on. So one day, Maulana called me. Maulana had a lot of sabr, you know. That's one thing. He was a spiritual father. That's why we can't forget him, you know. Even after I resigned, I used to go to his house to speak to him, all that, you know. Hazrat Maulana was born in 1920. He passed away in 2007, 87 years old, Gregorian calendar. 90 years old, you understand, plus minus Islamically, you see. Allah grant Abu Maulana Qasim Sema Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. He's our muhsin. There's no doubt about it. So he said, I'm saying that you must be expelled. He said, if you go back, what will happen? So you must remember, most of them will become leave Islam totally. So rather we keep them here and so forth and so on. So that's what I have adopted, you see. People will tell me this one. They say, give them a chance and let them prove themselves what is there. So that is how you must remember. So people will tell me, why you put this Maulana? Why? In life, you can't please everybody. We do things, what we make istikhara, what we do. We say Allah knows best, give everybody a fair chance and so forth. So inshallah, tomorrow 4:30, Mohan Zahir Mangera will be on for 15 minutes and he will do the spiritual talk, inshallah al-Aziz. And then for that medical file and legal eagle, but not now, inshallah, from end of June. So inshallah, Maulana Musa Lahir will be hosting that program. So I just maybe the announcement now. So, okay, so Maulana, that your question was about Tamattu Hajj. So it's very easy. Yesterday, one connection of mine say, I reached Medina Munawwara and we are there in Medina and so forth. So now, maybe today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, they will enter, and then they will be making tamattu hajj. And all of you who are performing hajj the first time, just forget Qiran hajj, forget Ifrad hajj, you can't do that because you will have to stay in ihram. And for you all to stay in ihram, that's another big problem. You'll have to give how many dam, your hajj will become damadam calendar char number hajj, you know. So just forget all that. So you must make tamattu hajj. So what it means tamattu? Now we're saying from Medina, just to make life easy. So from Medina Munawwara, when you come, you're leaving by train, you're leaving by bus, you're leaving by taxi, you're leaving by plane, whatever. So you just read your two rakat salat. This two rakat salat is nafil. You read, you don't read, all is fine. And then you make intention. Allahumma inni uridul umrata fayassirha li wa taqabbalha minni. Oh Almighty Allah Jalla wala, I make intention for umrah. Make it easy for me and accept it. You see, you can say it in any language. Thereafter, you read labbaik Allahumma labbaik till the end. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika laka. So that is, you must remember, now the laws of ihram are applicable. فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِ. So no husband-wife talk, no fusuq, no smoking and all that, and you know, vices and sins guard our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our everything of ours. And وَلَا جِدَالَ, no fighting and arguing and all this kind of thing. You're the inner guest of Rahman, of Almighty Allah, so you must behave according to the protocol, you see. So, on the way, you will read Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik and so forth and so. And what are the virtues? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, Ayyul Hajji Abdul, hadith in Tirmidhi, which Hajj is the best? He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Ajju wa-Sajju. Al-Ajju, raise your voice. Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. And then السجو إراقة الدم. You have to slaughter the hadi. What our people call, you must remember the dam shukr. So you come to Makkah Mukarrama, all that, you make tawaf, this way umrah, you read two rakat salat, you make dua, go sa'i, and after that the men, you shave your hair, the woman, they cut their hair, finish. Then for Hajj, now they all will be in Azizia. Tomorrow is first Dhul Hijjah. So for example, then what's example? It looks like that 99% it will be like that. So I told you about the Imams and all of them, how they got it. I'm going to send it out after the program. So you must remember that. So tomorrow they will be cutting the people. How many agents will be now taking their people to Azizia? So many of them, most of them say they move on the first of Dhul Hijjah. They are first Dhul Hijjah, obviously. Understand Makkah, Mukarrama, whether it's cooked up or whether it's real, then nobody's interested in that. You have to move. And thereafter, some move on the fourth of Dhul Hijjah. So meaning before Hajj starts, the days of Hajj, 99%, 95% are in Azizia. And you'll get 1%, 2% who really want to spend million rand or so. You see, for husband, wife, they stay in Makkah because Makkah becomes very, very expensive. So when you're staying in this five-star hotels and this and all that, they charge you $3,000-$4,000 a night. You understand? The last 1-2 days and all that. Very, very expensive. So anyway, all that story is finished now. So on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, so if this Friday in Saudi is first, so next week Friday will be the 8th. So that Thursday night, Friday morning, and so you may take your ghusl and all these things there. And thereafter, you will make intention for Hajj. The same way how you did for Umrah, now is only you change it to Hajj. Allahumma inni uridul hajja fayassirhu li wa taqabbalhu minni. You can in any language. And then labbaik Allahumma labbaik. That is what is called tamattu Hajj. And Quran makes ishara to it also. That is the best Hajj. And in this day and this age, 100% is the best. Because for people, they can't stay in ihram. They can't stay the 2-3 days. They're waiting to stay in ihram for 1 week and all that. فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْأُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ فَمَسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْحَجِّ. So then you go to Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa, and all those type of things. So tamattu Hajj means you're going to come the first time, say from Medina, Munawwara, and you make intention of Umrah only. Then whether you're in Azizia. Azizia, Makkah is the same. Azizia is a suburb of Makkah. Remember that. So whether you're in Azizia, Makkah, you fasten your ihram for Hajj only now. So in the same journey, you perform Umrah and Hajj in two separate ihrams. So that is what is called Tamattu Hajj. And normally, 99% of the agents, they have the Hadi, the Dami Shukr included in the package, the 100,000, 150, 200,000, 250,000, whatever package you took, it's part of the package there. So that they will do and so forth. However, for the Hanafi Hujjaj, only Hanafis, that remember that your Udhiyah, your Qurbani, your Bakri Eid, I'm just giving different languages, that is still wajib upon you. So that can be slaughtered anywhere. So you are in Makkah, Medina, and you haven't made arrangements now still for your Bakri Eid, Qurbani, your Udhiyah, your Qurbani, and all that. So then contact your brother, sister, uncle, auntie, whoever, and tell them they must do it here in South Africa or Malawi or India or Bangladesh or wherever it is and so forth. If you want to, you can do it there in Medina, Makkah also, because that can be done in any part of the world. The Hadi, the Qurban, the animal you're going to slaughter for Hajj, that must be done in the Haram area. Haram area means Makkah, Mina, and so forth. That, but the Qurbani animal, the Udhiyah, that can be slaughtered anywhere. So we must know all these differences as well. All the other Imams, they say it's fine. That you don't have to make Qurbani, the Udhiyah, you're there in Hajj, and that's fine. Because why? They don't say it's wajib, and that is how the Hanafis say, that is sunnat muakkada, farz kifaya, like that and so forth. Few people do it, it will suffice for everybody. So there's a lot of tawassu and, you know, a lot of flexibility according to majority scholars, the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis and so forth.
Mufti Saab, in this last few minutes, 8 minutes that we have, Mufti Saab has been quite a few times for Hajj, alhamdulillah. So what are the main important things that generally Hujjaj forget, and what are the important things also to do that we should be doing?
Remember that it's not only Hajj. From day one, things are going upside down with our Hujjaj, and not only South Africans, 90% of the Hujjaj. I give you 4 or 5 examples. You are in Makkah Mukarramah. Tell me how many Hajis you know that never switch on the TV. They write there in the Haram. Listen to this. They write in the Haram. Makkah is Haram. Mina is Haram. Muzdalifah is Haram. M33M, call it whatever you want to. And Quran Kareem states, chapter 22, verse 25. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادِمْ بِظُلْمٍ نُزِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. So whosoever made intention of deviation, whosoever made intention of zulm, oppression, no, just intention, نُزِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. So we will punish them, a painful, terrible punishment. Now I'm asking you that how many Hajis are watching movies right there next to the Kaaba in all these hotels, your Hilton, your Zamzam, and all these posh hotels and all of them. In Medina Munawwara, in front of the Master, alayhi salatu salam, Zuroda Mubarak, all that. So then Quran Kareem teaches us, Surah 22, verse 32, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whosoever shows respect to the landmarks and symbols of Allah, so that's a sign that that person has got taqwa. Already 90% are guilty. Not that we are now, you understand, buzruq, but at least we try and show some respect there. And that. But people got an okay attitude. One example. Okay, while I'm on this, Allah just put in my head. You see, with Allah's help, I don't know how. It's only Allah's fazl, Allah's karam, Allah's mercy. They should invite me for conferences. The Saudis, you see, when they came to Darul Newcastle, so that time I was vice principal and all that. So there's delegation come. This, so half the teachers run away, half the students run away. You know how it is. Most of them are sitting in the office. So I used to be with them, like, you know, stand, is what you. So they saw that this guy is, like, you know, interested, like, you know. So I think this is 99% what, you know, happened. Because I never studied in Makkah, Medina, in the Jamia, and that I studied by the shares. Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, I studied Tafsir by him. Sheikh Umar Falata, I studied Hadith by him. But that's in the Masjid, Masjidul Haram, Masjidul Nabawi, like that. But not officially. And one day, Sheikh Umar Falata asked me, "Mata takharajta min al-jamia?" When you qualified, graduated in the Jamia, I said, "Takharajtu min al-Masjid." I started laughing, so he started laughing. So he took me and he gave me some books and all that. So now, what? I want to tell you an incident, eye-opening, Maulana. So there was a delegation from Sri Lanka, you see. So one, two people like we knew, like, you know. So I told him, where are you guys going? They said, no, we invited there, and now we must go here. Yeah. It was in Riyadh. You see, I was also in Riyadh, they were in Riyadh. All were conference, but different delegations. So I say, but what you guys going to discuss? They say, media. I say, very good. I'm in the media, I'll come. They said, okay, you can come, but you can't ask questions. I said, no, fine. I don't want to jeopardize you all and all that. So the one brother there in the delegation asked that Saudi guy, that how come you'll allow all these films and all that? These were his words. Right by the Haram Sharif, women running around with bikinis and all that, and right in the Haram. You know what that answer that Saudi guy gave? He said, no, you see, they're like the Shias, you know. No, you see, my brother, when they start my brother's story, you must know you some fairy tale coming. The Shias, they do say, my brother, come I tell you that, you know, America is our enemy, and Israel is the enemy. We good guys, like that. They speak like that. So the Saudis, when they are the defense of this, see, no, you see, my brother, this, it works with satellite. If it comes from the bottom, then we can control it. But if it comes from the top, we can't control it. That's the answer he gave. So I just looked down, and I was telling him, you're talking utter rubbish and nonsense. Put something there against the king and the royal family and that, and see how you will stop it straight away. They will kill that guy, or they will put him in jail, and so forth and so on. You see? Now, can you accept such a story? Wallahi, this is what happened in that conference there, and so forth. So that, we Hajis are guilty already. That's one example. Second example, in Madina Munawwara. If you go, how many times I heard Sheikh Huzaifi, Hafidahullah, announcing, but people, they don't bother, they think Sheikh is giving another khutbah this. He said that what you all are doing, the surah and tasweer and all that is amrun munkarun, la yambaghi lil muslim. I heard this from myself from him so many times. That he announced, you know, and there are people don't bother, they don't understand Arabic, they're taking musnaps of him also. Sheikh is giving another khutbah. If you go to Madina Munawwara, right in front of the Master alayhi salatu salam, Quran says, La Surah 49, verse 2. وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ أَنْ تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. You show the slightest isa'atul adab, slightest disrespect to the Master alayhi salatu salam. You are gustakh in Urdu, you say. I give you Arabic, English, Urdu. So in front of Nabi alayhi salam, all your actions are disappearing, finished, gone. You won't even realize it. That's what Quran is saying. So people go with their videos and they laughing, joking and all that. Then they put the video, and I saw this so many times. Somebody is dialing there to Karachi, somebody is dialing to Bombay, somebody is dialing here, South Africa, or where. Bolo, bolo, loud screaming, bolo, send your salam to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam via my cell phone. And the guys are laughing right in the court, we say darbar. In Urdu, right in the court, Mubarak of the, where's the adab? Where's the love? Where's the respect for the Master, alayhi salatu wasalam? So understand this ummah today. So sometime I say that more tourists have come than Hujjaj. So many people are just coming for tourism, a big holiday, a shopping spree, and this. That's the truth. People will go visit cinemas also, then Madina Munawwara. I say, let's go check a little bit, you see. You created that environment. You must remember that instead of people, Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahimahullah was asked, what is the sign my Hajj is accepted? He said, Al-Raghba ilal Akhirah wa Al-Raghba anid Dunya. We must show a greater attachment to the year after and a greater detachment from the love of this world. Yeah, you go Makkah, Medina today, you go to Jeddah and all. The love for dunya will become more and more. You want to practice deen, they'll make it difficult for you. You want to practice dunya, go to cinema, go to soccer, go see this guy, they'll encourage them. So that is what's all happening nowadays. But whatever it is, as Muslims, we have to continue making dua. You must remember, Allah mahfad bilad al-haramayn al-sharifayn min kulli su'in wa makruh. Allah matwahir al-majid al-aqsa min al-yahudi al-ghasibin al-muhtallin al-mal'unin ya rabbal al-alameen. And as far as Ali Saud goes, they came into power in 1932. Now the zawal is starting to take place. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Anything based on batil must perish. So it's perish very soon, inshallah. We say openly, Allahumma ahlik ahli Saud, kama ahlakta Ada wa Thamud. Allahumma decimate them, they're causing so much damage. And now we're finishing this program. Mozaid will give you the programs to follow. And I'm finishing up now. But once again, I'm announcing, I'm sending it out now. In the next 5 minutes, you'll get it. That they already announced yesterday, not even today. The birth of the moon was today because my friend from Medina sent it to me on Wednesday. So it already came to my phone Wednesday night. So I saw it this morning because of program and all that, you know. So anyway, that, but every Wednesday he sends me who's giving the khutbah and reading the salah day in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara. So before the birth of the moon, already is announced that Friday is Zul Hijjah, and you come and tell me that Saudi's got sighting and all this type of thing. Who's making who a fool in the zoo? Are you taking us as a bunch of idiots or what? So please, we got no confidence in these Salafi scholars who agree with MBS. MBS is pakka murtad, and waman waafakahu fawa murtadun aizan. Allah Jalla wa'ala guide us all, protect our Iman and Islam, and Allah accept everybody's Hajj. Allahumma sallim al-hujjaj wal-mu'tamirin wal-zahirin. Allahumma jal hajjahum hajjan mabrura, wa sa'yahum sa'yan mashkura, wa zambahum zamban mafura, wa tijaratuna wa tijaratahum tijaratan lan tabur. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صوت أهل السنة والجماعة، صوت مركز الصحابة.